proposed, some references were made to the rights of Englishmen, which came into their clearest form at the time of the English Revolution. There were seven such rights. They were all carried over into the American Constitution. I merely, without going into details, draw your attention to, first of all, to what those seven rights were, and in the second place, to the fact that only one out of those seven rights remains unimpaired to this day, and the acts of impairment, with one exception, were performed by the Supreme Court of the United States. Those seven rights were: the law shall not be abated by the caprice of the executive. There shall be no taxation except by express act of Parliament. There shall be no standing peacetime army except with the consent of Parliament. The citizens' unqualified right of petition or redress of grievances shall remain. The citizens shall have the right to choose representatives freely. The legislature shall retain the unqualified right to freedom of debate and therefore of inquiry. And finally, the nation shall have a right to, quote, a pure and merciful administration of justice. Of those seven rights, Americans have left at this moment only one unimpaired. The one unimpaired right which Americans enjoy of those seven is no standing peacetime army except with the consent of Congress. Without going into the details of the manner and the extent